And the idea of crystalline prose, read and composed by Cliff Grego. The more in tune with the worlds of nature and the mind a culture becomes, the fewer and fewer words will be needed to say ever more important things. Who is to say which is more important, the blackbird's song or the silence just after? For me, poetry at its best seems to appear out of the snowy quiet of the blank page. The meanings of the subtle movement of emergence are many. Each sound, each word, each image is given thereby a certain weight, a certain importance. The rhythms, the rhymes, the repetitions all come together collectively to form this mysterious composite movement of sound and sense, which is each poem's signature, and is as unique as the one-of-a-kind species geometry of a flower, or the unmistakable characteristic flight patterns of a bird. By contrast, how out of shape and verbose does our contemporary prose seem to me? It seems to suffer not just from a surfeit of cheap printer's ink or web page electrons, but also from a true scarcity, a decline to near extinction, really, of seasoned, well-practiced musicians among both writers and readers. So now we compose mainly with and for the eye, and not for the ear. This evidently encourages these run-on, endlessly mechanical lines that no longer pause, like a good singer, to take a quiet breath. How different the more musical ideal of more with less, I would say very much more with less. By this I mean crafting each sound, each word, each phrase, like one might carefully polish a multifaceted crystal of clear quartz. Reading such prose, one finds oneself pondering ideas and thoughts and turning phrases over in one's mind in a space full of emptiness and silence, just as one might hold the crystal itself up to the light and admire the wonders of its form. It's true, this is but an ideal, and a hard one to achieve at that. But all the same, I think it's well worth considering.